We'll take a short look at Sfiras Omer tonight. About 9-ish we're going to end, and because of the Hespit for Rav Scheinberg is at top. So the shir is going to be on the shorter side tonight. I wanted to look at a couple of unusual aspects of the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Now, we know in general there are two types of mitzvahs in the Torah. There are mitzvahs which are physically incumbent upon a person. For example, tefillin. You have to wear tefillin. Kiddush is not physically incumbent upon a person. Well, in a way it is. You could say Shomei HaKa'ina, but we have mitzvahs which are not at all physically incumbent upon a person. Bedikas Chametz. I could engage another person. I should have to do Bedikas Chametz for me, and I'm Yoytzi the mitzvah. I have mitzvahs which are sort of in between, which I don't have to do personally, but in a way I do personally, and that's with Shomei HaKa'ina. In other words, I have to make Kiddush. I can't say, Rabbi Zlatnik, here's $10, Friday night I'm busy, you make Kiddush for me and I'll be Yoytzi. Now that I can't do. But if I'm present, you can recite the Kiddush and I can enter Amen to your Kiddush. So those are normally the three types of situations that we have. Tefillin where I have to actually do myself. Times that I could rely upon Shomei HaKa'ina. I have to hear it. And hearing intending to be Yoytzi the mitzvah is a mitzvah. And then finally, there are times that I can engage a shliach. I don't have to be there at all. If a mitzvah to be mal my son, I can engage a shliach and I'm Yoytzi the mitzvah. Now, where does Sfiras Omer fit in on this spectrum? Now, it's obviously not a mitzvah that I can engage a shliach to do. You know, I can engage a shliach to accomplish a particular end that has to be accomplished. Meaning, a house has to be nivdak. The end result is what's important. My child has to be nimo. So I can engage a shliach to take care of it, because the ultimate mitzvah is the end result. The process is just the necessary process of getting there, but the end result is what we're out to achieve. So that's certainly not the case by Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is the count itself that's important. So certainly I can't say Aaron, he has $10 and count Sfira for me tonight. But do I actually have to count myself or not? So there's a lot of confusion on this point, and a lot of machlokes about this. That the Shulchan Aruch writes, "V'leil sheni achat tefilas arvus maschilin lispar oimer." Tichsivu sfartem lochem, mashma shemitzvah kol yochid v'yochid. Now, the simplest way of interpreting this, that it's a mitzvah on each individual, is we can contrast this that with the mitzvah of Yovel, where there it says it was Safar Tolecho. So the implication of a Safar Tolecho, Safar Tem Lochem, that when it's in the singular, that's the simplest pshat. There are other pshat. The simplest pshat is that when it's in the singular, so it means an agency acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And in that regard, the Yovel means the Bezdin. The Bezdin Agodol counts. They have to count the years with Safar Tolecho. When it's written in the plural, Sfartem Lochem, so the implication is that each individual has to do it. That's Vinei Mashmum, he said, V'sfir Enochem Obashon Mitzvah Satole Bamira. Now, that would be one way to learn. That. So the distinction being that there's a mitzvah Kol Echad Ve'Echad, as distinct from being a mitzvah just on Bezdin. Or does it mean that each person has to actually count himself? Oh, so he writes the following. V'nei mashma mizeh, de'besfira eno kamo shor mitzvah satoli ba'amira. There are those that want to say this is different than other mitzvahs which are done verbally. That no, for example, kiddush and avdolo kayyitze b'zeh. De'mshom lachaver ben eskaven lotz is the yitze b'zeh. If I listen to my friend and he had in mind to be Meitzvi, I don't mind to be Yaitzi. I'm Yaitzi. I go to the Kriya, I'm Megillah. I don't have to read the Megillah. I listen to someone else reading and I'm Yaitzi. Listening is the same as recitation. So So some want to say that this means that you have to count yourself. That's the implication of Svartem Lachem, that mitzvah called Yochid B'Yochid. Avol Yesh Me'achreinim, Shekosvu, that that's not at all the Kavanah Satorah. The Kavanah Satorah Ratlo, in the name of the mitzvah of Bezdin Levadkoi. It's not talking about myself as opposed to listening to you count for me. It's talking as myself as opposed to Bezdin. Which is Elokoya Tzibor. That's on the Tzibor. And here it's din on the Yochid. Im Shomam Echaver Shasiper, with Kavan Lotzis, when I'm Kavar Kivan Loitzio, Kamoy Bechomok, Yotzok, or Bechomok, the Kaimelon Shomayach Kaina. So in the Bechol Zeb is Sphira. So this is a Machlekis in Sphira. It's a very, very unusual Machlekis. I mean, why should the Sphira Sa'imer be different than every other mitzvah that's Bediba? Very peculiar. But there's a machloikis. Now, the Chofetz Chaim starts that it's a machloikis of the Achrayinim, and then he's going to go into the Bi'ur Halacha, into the fact that it would seem to be that it's a machloikis of Rishayinim too. B'chol zeh b'sfira. All of this is relevant to the counting of the sphere itself. Avol b'brocha, how about the brocha that we recite on the sphere? Shemavorchon ala sphira, the kuliyama ef shalotz esayidei chaveh. Everyone says I could be yoytzi the brocha by listening to someone else. Afiluhu boki, even if I know how to make the brocha myself, but a brichas amitzis, I could be yoytzi with someone else. To come up b'chol brochas. Miyo we records to minuk b'chol Yisrael shekol echon nevorach b'sof la'atzma v'tzom pon alashatz. Some communities used to rely on the shliach tzimah made the brocha, and everyone was yoytzi with that. But over the diaries that emerged, that people got into the habit of making their own brocha. It could be that the reason for that was that not every shliach tzibur was learned and didn't necessarily have in mind to be made to the tzibur, so it started to create more problems than it was worth. So on one hand is Barayvam Hadras Melech, that they united and they make the bracha collectively. But on the other hand, if you're not going to be yaitza all together, so then you reach for the gold ring, and what do you get? A piece of cheres, a piece of earthenware. You didn't even get the brass. So.
May I ask the question?
It would just,
I was curious about what the Rav said about the Yovel. Is there actually a mitzvah for the Beis Din HaGadol to count?
Yeah, it seems.
Count every 7 years. This is the first year, first.
That's what seems.
First of the Yovel. They make a bracha and say this is the second Yovel.
I don't know. With the bracha, I don't know. But it seems that it's a mitzvah for them to count. That seems pretty clear. Now, he does say the following, the Chofetz Chaim adds to this. Now, he says, even though it is the minig for each person to make a brocha on its own, suppose I hit a point that I'm not able to make a brocha, yivadna, yisofik, whatever it may be. So, the best thing to do, he says, is to ask the guy standing next to me to have in mind to be yoytzi me, and I should have in mind to be yoytzi the brocha if I'm a chuyim in the brocha. Now, he writes a very interesting thing that he writes. Imu mechoyah b'dochah. Why did he write that? Because in Masechta Brochos, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly the implication of Shomei HaKohen is. Does it mean that halachically I get the same credit as if I recited it by listening? Or it's halachically considered that I recited it? That another Behuda on Tosfos and Masech Debrocha says that there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Suppose I listened to a bracha and I was not supposed to make that bracha, and I said, "Oh man, I intended to be yaitze." Is it actually considered that I made a bracha of atola or not? So I don't know. That's a remarkable chiddush to say that according to the Shita, I believe it's Rashi's Shita, that it's considered as if I actually recited it. That in fact I would violate the din brocha levatolah as well. That's what the other Behuda writes. Whereas according to Tosfos, I believe it is, the other day, that it's only I receive credit for the mitzvahs if I had recited it, but I have not actually recited it, I would not violate a brocha levatolah based on that. So that's what's interesting that the Chofetz Chaim writes, the Lord says, because if I wouldn't accept the Noda Behuda's Chiddush, and I would say that L'chol HaDeyas, it's not Shayach HaBrocha L'Vatol in such a case, then I would have no reason to have a condition that I only want to be Yaitzeh if I'm supposed to make the bracha. No. And if I'll be yaitzi to have the bracha when I'm not supposed to make it, it's not a bracha, the batala, so what? What's the problem? So it seems that in this Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim is concerned for that commentary of the Noda Yehuda. And therefore he advises that if there's a suffix, I should have in mind to be yaitzi if I am actually still obligated in the bracha. Now we have that, for example, most Shitas Rishonim hold that even if you skip the night, you can go on counting the rest of the nights. The Bahag was the one that was Mechadish. Tosfos and Menachos cites the Bahag, that the Bahag was the one that was Mechadish, that if you miss the night, you can't go on counting. And Tosfos himself, it's obvious, is not thrilled with the view of the Bahag. So, even if a person skipped the night, he certainly should attempt to be Yotzei the Bracha through someone else. Well, you can still have in mind, in case the halacha is like the Bahag, he doesn't want the bracha. But he certainly should pay heed to be yaitzei with the bracha, because almost or most Shitas Rishonim overwhelmingly hold that he's mechuyev, even if he skipped the night.
Can we assume the Chazan has everyone in mind when he says the bracha nowadays?
He ought to. If he actually does, can't answer you. I can only tell you what the Chazan is supposed to do. What he actually does do, you know, and especially with a bracha, at least by Chazaras HaShatz, where the whole function is to serve as a functionary of the tzibur, so that he's serving as a shatz for the tzibur. But here he thinks he's making his own private bracha. So I guess if you want to be yaitze, you should go over to him before and ask him to be yaitze.
Usually in
Moshul,
it's the
rov. If there's a rov, not every minion is the rov present. The rov is not, probably not going to be here tonight, so someone else is going to have to do it. Shliach Tzivah. So that's issue number one. This is a very, as I say, I find a fascinating machlokes, and I would really like to understand fully the view that obligates a person to individually count the sphere, not even with Shomei Ka'ina to be yaitze. I mean, where do we have such a mitzvah that I can't be able to create a Torah mitzvah with Shomei HaKa'ina, but it's a chiyav on the tzibur, perforce, I'm dealing as a chiyav on the yochid, I'm yaitzei with Shomei HaKa'ina, I'm yaitzei with Shomei HaKa'ina, Kiddush, Abdullah, which I did in the Raisa. So why should it be that I have to count, I have to actually enunciate the words to be yaitzei? For what reason? For what reason? Okay, now, let's go back one more step. Now, he has a very interesting piece in the Bir Halacha. He writes the following, if the principle of Shomei HaKa'ina helps it. U'machloikas ben ha'levush v'chok Yaakov v'mapri chodosh. The levush v'chok Yaakov, right, Kamodolin Yilulov, Darshino Lakhtam Lachem Lacholechad Bechad Kamokin Hochat, Sorok Kolechad Bechad Ba'atzmo, Lispo. Just as it says, Lakhtam Lachem, and it's a mitzvah saguf, you can't be meitzimi. So similarly here, it's a mitzvah saguf, and you can't be meitzimi. It's Kolechad Bechad, as I said, and it's strange, it's very hard to understand. Kiddush is Lachar also a mitzvah saguf. I can't hire a shliach to make Kiddush for me and I'll sleep. Elamai Shomei HaKa'ina is the same as if I said it myself. So why should Sphira be different? What's the logic? Rabbi Chodesh Meikel was there, but he noted that's a Berkei Yosef de Chido. So we have interesting machlokes. Achreina. Well, Anias Daiti, the Chofetz Chaim says, there was a plukta ben a Rishayna. The Rishayna were already machulik in this. And we'll see. Varashi Pura Shama Menocha Samachem at Beis Amadagom Shama Gomorrah and Cholechot Vechot, it's a mitzvah each individual. So Cholechot Chayev Lispor, everyone has to count. We're Bechadushi Rajba, Borov, the E, Kavonas Atara, the Tzibur Levad, that it's only a Chiev on the Tzibur, below the Chol Yochid Vyochid, how about the Memor Sfartem, Levad, Velishtok, and not to write anymore, Medagom Lochem, Mashma de Bolom, or the Chol Echot. So he learns that the Lochem, is the critical point. Now, I still don't know that the Chofetz Chaim's diuk, I'm not sure, because he says, "Ayin jayin shamarei da mitzvah shayach kol yochid v'yochid b'fnei atzma." Good. So I agree that it could be shayach kol echad. Is kiddush shayach kol echad v'yochid b'fnei atzma? Is that a din just a chazan has to make kiddush? Kiddush this Friday night. Every single one of us has the chiyuv to make Kiddush. That's a chiyuv al kol echad ve'echad. And yet Shomei HaKalina works. So what is the connection between being a chiddush, a chiyuv al kol echad ve'echad, to the fact that Shomei HaKalina won't work? You have no idea what that means. You tell me, good, Shailosh is Bezdin have to make, or Kol Echad Ve'echad have to make? That's a legitimate question. But even if I say Kol Echad Ve'echad, Shomei HaKalina is a means by which Kol Echad Ve'echad is Yotzei. Do I have a chiyuv in personally to read the Megillah? Well, I don't have a chiyuv to read the Megillah on Purim. No, it's not a din in the tzibur, but I don't have a minyan. I also have a chiyuv to read. Hell, am I a Yotzei with Shomei HaKalina? So why is this any different?
I could think of a possibility. I don't know if I'm right, but it would seem that the counting is not just an emir. It's in this mitzvah, perhaps it's considered like a maisa, and therefore, if it was an emira, it was just an emira, then maybe I could be yotzu through someone else. But if it's really like a maisa, like by shaking the lulav. If that's the essence of the mitzvah, is to actually state the words, then it would be something that a person couldn't give to someone else.
Yeah, I understand. I just don't know why. I don't know what the hechruch is. And I certainly don't see the hechruch, the Chofetz Chaim's hechruch from Rashi to such a thing.
Sounds like he's learning from the word lachem, which is Gzeiras HaKosev itself. Like you're asking common to grow.
Good, even good? No, I'm not. Even if I don't know where the Chofetz Chaim extracts that interpretation from the word lechem. Lechem tells me, according to the Rashba, it's a chiyuv al kol echad ve'echad. Is kiddush a chiyuv?
What would be without lechem?
Sfarta, maybe he would have learned that the community has to count.
So then why by Yehovah doesn't say that kol lechem?
I don't know. The Rashba doesn't go, others take that tech. That's not the Rashba's tech. Fine. But sof kol sof, what's his raya? Is kiddush a chiyuv al kol echad ve'echad? Yes. Can we Shamir Kaina work? Yes. So what's the proof from here that it doesn't work? I'm rather mystified. Then he brings on the other side of Luma Miloshna Kadmon Harit Jiat Mashma Shechod Yochalohitzi as Khaverobaza. That he could be made to someone else. Zelishina Sham. He writes a very interesting thing with Hilcha Svira about a minute that they had. What of Kach Kibalnumer of Asena was machtu Svira Samur Bamido. That you're supposed to stand. Medechsiv asmach mehochel chermesh b'kolmo shein tamalom b'kolmo l'lamed choshe b'kolmo l'amid. Fine, okay, it's a asmach. But you have to stand. Of a matzah Shabbos, shayimrim la'achat v'ilas arvs v'hin noyam, v'gudusha d'sidru, v'shein yoishma. So there everyone's seated. In other words, yeah, not a regular marv, everyone's standing up to Shmon Esra. They're ready for the sphere. But matzah Shabbos, everyone's seated. Norgu rishayin v'roch shatz v'umad. The shatz makes the brocha standing. V'chol ha'kol oinim omin b'kavono. Shlo l'hatzriach atzibur l'achsav olamo. Did not to force them to stand up again. That's what he writes. Ad k'an l'shorim. V'chain kosev al orchos chayim v'shem rav ha'igon ayin shom. U'mashm said the yotzim b'sfir also. It must be that they were yotzim sfir with the chazan too. Poshet. Dim kavanosam hu shein yotzim rak b'brocho greido. It's only the brocho. In k'arab k'opono tzuchel namo b'shvil ha'sfir ha'gufo. Shet tzuchel ha'yos ma'umo d'chan iskel ha'el. So they would have to stand up with the sphere. So what would the gain be? Another 30 seconds they sat down. It would seem to be a silly point. In other words, if they stayed seated, maybe they recited other tefillahs afterwards that they didn't have to get up for. So Mamela, they would have a gain from not getting up. Harebi Rarnu, the dinza plukta de ribusa. So, as I say, the raya that he has from the Rishiyat, I understand. But the raya that he claims from Rashi, the Rashba's explanation of Rashi, the Bolomu l'chol echod, I don't know, I don't see from here what his raya is. Now what does he conclude? Ha-ribirarnu the dobezeh plukta de ribusa. V'alkin ha-chachilu b'vadeh tzorach kol echod lispor v'atzmo. Everyone has to count on their own, he says. O'chei v'di'evet v'shomu mechaver v'kibin lotzis. If I listen to my friend that he said, I am a sor yom loimer, and I intended to be yaitzu with that. Is yachso v'yispo b'li brocha, then count again without a brocha. Because there is a tzad in the shayinim that I'm yaitzu. So I can't make the brocha again, but I certainly should go on and have some count again myself. He says, v'chein kosu for prima god. So, This is one of the things. This I find very mystifying. This machlokes. What exactly? It's a why it is. Why do you assume to make such a din? Now, there's another issue that's raised. Just look at this shortly. Two issues. Number one, can you be Yotzi Sphere by writing the day of Sphere? Hayoyim, I write, Hayoyim, I saw Yomim Lime, or a piece of paper, without any saying anything about Yotzi. So the Shari Tshuva writes, and Anias Daiti Bored, I feel a Kosar Shuva also Yoyim. Right? Yesterday's Sphere. Shehaim, etc., that we are 2 weeks and 3 days, Lo Yotzi Klal. He wasn't Yotzi. So a guy Stam wrote, today's the 17th day over, he said he's certainly not Yotze. Now let's say he wrote it for the purpose of doing the mitzvah, then he should stop it. He says there's some shaila to this, but then he writes the following. He's definitely not Yotze. Shom the Ksiva Kadiba, that we have places that we say that Ksiva is the equivalent of Diba. He says, Hayinu b'makom shadibur atzma and l'gdalis makshavas aleif. It's not a din in Diba that I need Diba. The whole point in the Diba is to explain that which I'm doing. When you give a ring to a woman, you know, how do you know you're marrying the woman? So it's Harei Abakudesh Asliva Tabazu. So the Diba is nothing sanctified about that Diba. It's not like reading Shnayim Mikrovecha Targum, you have to recite the words. It's a simple question. They're giving a ring to a woman. Why are you giving a ring to a woman? Are you lending it to her? Is it a matono? Is it hers and you're giving it back to her? What's going on here?
So you could write a reya?
Oh, so then you could write a reya too and give it to her together with the ring. Because the dibur only suffices, the sole purpose of the dibur. It's not a dir of dibur. It's to express, to clarify that which is on his mind.
So if you give a woman a ring under a chuppah in front of a crowd, and it's kind of obvious what you're doing.
Well, listen, you could say what you want. You could say you were having a good time. You wanted everyone to have a nice party, so you pretended.
Seems like it's an anantadi that he had intention.
Listen, you know, not every kedushin takes place, you know, under a chuppah, in a crowd of people that are assembled for the wedding. I would tend to agree with you. If you called everyone together for a wedding and you assembled the whole wedding, but if you went over to a woman and you gave her a ring in front of two Adam, and she accepted it, you know, there's no context to that.
Okay, but playing under a chuppah.
Yeah, I would presume it's an Anan Sadi. That's my assumption. I don't know. I haven't looked into such a Shaila, but I would presume it's an Anan Sadi. If you called everyone to a wedding and you stood under a chuppah and you gave her a ring and you walked down the aisle and stopped, it's an Anan Sadi. That's what you intended. So there, a Dibur, there's no din of Dibur. There's a lot of confusion also when the Yeshiva is a terrorist and Kedushin with this point also. There's no din, there's no place to mock for a din of Dibur by Kedushin. There's a din you have to clarify, make your das clear. You know, if you wrote on a paper that when I wave my hand, it means I want to get married, and he waved his hand in front of the two A, then we would also have the same thing. It's not a din of Dibur, it's not a din of Ksiva. He says, nevertheless, he says, Masha'in came bezeh, that here, the Dibur is not for the function of clarifying that which is on my mind. Suppose I write Kriya Shema, I don't want to, I don't want to speak today. So I write Shema Yisrael Hashem, okay, no Hashem, I write the whole Shema. I'm not going to be Yates, I write Shema Nesra. And in Masechet Megillah it says Mefurish that you have to read it, verbalize it. For them, you know, your kaiswa, etc., you're not yaitzi with writing. So, writing wouldn't help. Now, he has one more shaila that I want to look at, also an interesting shaila, and also one that is, he brings a machlokes about, and I wish I understood better than I do. Suppose a guy wrote, he said, Hayoyim Lag Boima. Is a Yotze or not? So he brings a whole Shaila here. V'dasa get poshet simakuf chavov di yotza. V'aprichodesh ikzas achroinem shchem shilas yabes uskimu shalom yotza. V'yoyis of kosher zeh daite noita. V'efo v'tev lachsa v'lim nois b'loi brocha. Yeah. Personally, I like to get poshet. Why? You can say the following. I can debate if lag, when I say hayoyim lag bo'ima, lag bo'im or whatever, if that saying lamed gimel is actually a word. Maybe in the Hebrew language it's nothing. It's gibberish. It's not a Hebrew word. I have to say hayoyim shlosh 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 yim. That's a word. Lag is perhaps not a word. That I understand. But the halacha is that I can count sphere in every language. So language is according to Askamas B'nai Adam. The Torah wrote the Hebrew language. The rest of the language is whatever people decided to call it. So since I would think that in the Hebrew language, a person that got up and said Hayoim Ha, you know, he would say that it's hayim lag loimer. So certainly, it's clear to everyone what he means. I mean, I think in Loshem B'nei Odom, it's absolutely clear what it means. If he said hayim mem dalid yomim loimer, I don't think there's any doubt. Even though we didn't say arbov arboim yomim. But it said, Ayyam mem dalet yomim lo'aymer, and mem dalet yomim lo'aymer, nobody would have any question what it means. So why is that different than counting in German or French or English?
What about the fact that he didn't detail how many weeks
ago? No, we did that. Yeah, then he did at the end. Forget. It's not our issue. Let's say a guy said, Ayyam vov yomim.
Is the question not about lag v'omer? Because
no, it's not. No. If a guy said Hayoyim Vov Yomim Loim, is there any question to anyone listening to that knows the Hebrew language what that means?
Is there any mechalik between saying Lamed Gimel and saying the word Lang?
No, I don't care. It doesn't make it. Some maybe want to make a chiluk. That if you want to say he brings such a thing, it's probably what it means. If I said Lag or I said Lamed Gimel. Because then he brings the following, he brings another Shiloh that. I am Shabbat don't see what have a kedib. Then he talks about the following. In mona baroshet tables, but mili oisiyos, which I presume he means. He said, like you said, lamed gimel, loim. So there he wants to say. There he brings a day. He says the following. So far, but mili mona baroshet oisiyos yochayitzim b'kosos shishayachsor moina b'loy broch. There already he's saying the Yavetz wrote. That he's choshish that he yotze already, but count again without a bracha.
How's it different than saying yesterday was? It's still imparting the same information. Everybody understands it.
But I didn't, you know, saying yesterday was is not saying what today is. That's a different story. When I say today is, if somebody asks you the date of the calendar, he says Vov Nisan. Is there any speaker of the Hebrew language that's not eminently clear and would not consider that that's Koloshin B'nai Odom?
And what's the chiyuv?
To count, so I counted. That's the difference how I counted. I say I have to verbalize. I verbalize that. I verbalize the count.
If I say today is 5 plus 5,
well, yeah, so why not?
So how's that different than saying yesterday was 9? If I say today is 5 plus 5.
Because I didn't say, because I have to. Could be sure somewhere I have to say today is. That's part of the mitzvah. But I said yesterday. Is only by implication what today is being, but I did not articulate what today is.
Today is today. Part of the
because part of the count is today. That's the Sefirah Sofer.
I'm saying if you can impart the meaning of 10 by saying 5 plus 5, why can't you impart
that's
the meaning?
It's quite different than saying, if I say today is 5 plus 5, so that's I counted today. That's what I counted. What I told you yesterday, Sefirah, it still doesn't tell me that it's a count for today. You can say it's implied in what I said. But there's a difference between implication. When I say today is 5 plus 5, that's not implication, that's what I said.
So if he would say today's the day after 9, he might be in trouble.
Maybe. Maybe in Achanami. I wouldn't disagree with that. He has some cases. He has cases like this, the Chofetz Chaim. Where is this? He has these funny type of cases. He says, for example, the Amar Beloshin Achavon B'Yayim B'Yom Lametes Amar Yoyim Amoyim Choser Achas Dami, then he's Yoytzi in that case. That he says he Yoytzi with. Then he has someplace else, he has funny cases where he counted in a funny fashion. He says, B'Chenim Lo Amar El Hayom Shavua Echad B'Yom Echad B'Lchud is Nami Yotza. Okay, yes, I'll answer alum this why, but so as I say, I don't know what their big problem is. I think in Loshim Bnei Odom it certainly adds up. It makes sense. So, but listen, it's a bracha, it's hard to know what's right when it comes to making a bracha. But the lumdis, I'm much more partial to the get poshut than I am to the other days. Okay, we'll hold it at this point, Rabbi Yisai, I told you, because it has been. Rav Scheinberg's itself will hold it at this point.
Is there any svar to say if a person says it's light of Omer? We call it today, we call it light of Omer. We call it Pesach of Omer.
Yeah, I don't know. That I don't know.